breaks the yoke. Healings, manifestations of all kinds, pour into the homes, the sick bodies, those that are fighting all kinds of symptoms. Your anointing breaks the yoke. Fill this church with your glory. Not just tonight, the days ahead, and every service. Send your angelic host. More anointing, Jesus. Lord, please come with your meetings. Turn us upside down, inside out. Shake us. Stir every part of us. Go, let us go beyond knowledge. Hayole inyaso. Let us go beyond knowledge. Places that we've never known. Jesus. Ola idioso. Bring forth, I pray, the deep groanings of the Spirit upon us. Your word says that when Israel groaned, that you heard their groanings. You said unto Moses, I've heard the groanings of my people. Those groanings began to bring forth something in the earth that set them free from hundreds of years of bondage. Lord, take the deep groanings of the Spirit that we've been empowered by and take us to a place beyond the house tonight, into places on our life, in our life. Visit us, Lord. Deepen our hunger, our thirst, our desire. Oh, Father, help us to all the more be separated from the world. Not through a legalism that comes by a mandate of the flesh, but of your mind. Fellowship in the Spirit. Yes, sir. Malachitiese. Yes. Mendi alachunde. Andahaha. Yes. Mendihise. Oh, my. Mondeskete. Think it. Think it not strange. The fiery trial which has come to try many of you. As though some strange thing was happening. But know this, that the trying of your faith worketh that which is more precious than gold, though it be tried with fire, says the Spirit of grace. Ireaso. Yes, maharese didiete, malichi ha. Nehisete mahota undeseni. For I saw a tug of war in the spirit realm. The enemy pulling on one side, and your faith standing and pulling on the other against all arguments, whether or not it would come to pass. The one pull in the spirit, stand. At times it seems like that there's a couple of days of victory. And then the pull back. It seems like things return to the way they were in an argument against the truth. But I say unto you, says the Spirit of grace, that each time you pull and stand in the Spirit, that you're gaining far more ground than what you see in the natural. Do not wait for the report of the natural, but stand in the witness of the inward witness, and the witness by my word that all things are possible and all things are being worked out for the good of them who love God and are called according to His purpose. For the lie of the enemy against you is that it feels like there's a reprieve and you go right back to neutral ground. But I say unto you, I'm going to step out of this prophecy, not out of it, but just saying what I see. I can just see this as well as I prophesied. I see the vision of it. And that's me. But I say unto you, continue to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and take unto you the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, praying always. Continue to stand praying always with all prayer, supplication in the Spirit. You're gaining ground, little flock, and those that are you that are watching, you're gaining ground. Your tug gains more ground than what the reprieve reports. You're gaining ground. And I say that the hour's now. It's on you. That if you don't quit, that you're going to find great and mighty breakthroughs on the right hand and on the left. And every place you turn, you'll see. You'll see. You'll not be ashamed of the stand that you're making in the Spirit. I'll prove that it was a good stand and a right stand. And that which you do in the Spirit will pay great dividends, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus. He said, I have no greater, this is the prophecy, joy than my children lift up the sacrifice of praise in the midst of tribulation. In the midst of afflictions and persecutions, I have no greater joy, nor do my angels, when they see me rejoice over you. Because when you are fought sorely against and your faith is questioned, and he comes to accuse you and accuse me, when you lift up holy hands and offer the sacrifice of praise, I say unto you that I have no greater joy. My children bring me. And know this, that the joy, my joy, is your strength, says the Spirit of grace. Consider all those who walked by faith. Consider the latter end of Job. The latter was greater than the former. What has been shall not always be. For I'm changing things in the Spirit with your confession, your confessions. Know that the rudder of your mouth, your tongue, is changing the world that you live in. First, the spiritual, then the natural. First the spiritual, then the natural. First the spiritual, then the natural, says the Spirit of grace. For as I turned Job's world, and I turned his affliction, and those things that came against him, so shall I turn yours, says the Spirit of grace. I have no greater joy than my children worship me and offer the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. I glorify you. We just do that right now, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Finances are subject to change. Bodies, weaknesses, long-standing afflictions, things that don't even know why. Oh, Jesus, I see him right now in the Spirit. My God, there's a faith coming up inside of me. The picture I saw was you coming, just standing around here and just lifting up hands with me. Let's just worship him a bit. Let's do what he's asked us to offer up. Worship and praise in the midst of the fight. You're in a fight there wherever you're at. Come on, find a place up here. Give your body. Pastor Dave used to say you need to give your body to something. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can kneel around these altars. You can stand. Those of you at home, just worship with us a little bit. Just magnify him. He's coming. I saw it in the spirit realm. I saw this, that, and a pull back and forth. And it just felt like at times you made some advancements, and then it just felt like things came to neutral. Things are not coming to neutral. Jesus, you're worthy of all praise. We're advancing. You're advancing. The healing is manifesting. The answers are coming. Jesus. Coming now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just magnify him, glorify him. Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus.
We give worship to you.
Sing it to him, magnify him.
Oh, Lord, worship to you.
Hallelujah, 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 Jesus.
We give worship to you.
We worship you, Jesus.
Oh,
magnify you.
My worship to you.
I magnify you, worship him.
Oh,
Jesus.
For your name is great. I go. gladly bow my knee.
Hallelujah. Worship you. Had their hope deferred through multiple attacks. Receive the report of the Lord. Receive. Stand on my word as if to live or die. You'll find you'll not be ashamed in the end, says the Lord. Once again, I'll tell you, I brought Job as an example. Through the worst that the enemy could throw at a man. And because he chose not to curse me, I was able, through my authority, even in an Old Testament saint, to show you as New Testament believers that I am faithful. I will restore. Your latter end will be greater than the former. Don't give up your dreams. Don't give up your dreams. Whatever your dream is, that I've personally placed inside of you. For each one of you, I've placed a dream. The dream for some is the healing of your body, a restoration. A dream for many is to see things restored. Many areas of your life and to your family. I commune with you in these dreams, says the Spirit of grace. My hope is infused in you in these dreams. Do not give them up. Do not trade your gold for brass. And by your bedsides, I never leave you through the night. If you'll go to sleep worshiping me, I'll come to you in your dreams. I'll inspire your spirit with my dreams. You'll see yourself healed and others. You'll see desperate situations. I want to place and impregnate inside your born-again, spirit-filled spirit my hopes and my dreams. For many of you felt almost embarrassed. And I say to you, you've not even dreamed big enough. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Ola karese dini. Folks, there's a cause. There's a cause to continue to fight. Jesus. We're desperate for you, Lord. We're desperate, Lord. We've got to have this. We've got to have this, Father. We exalt you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let the fullness of it be birthed. Follow us home. Fill our lives. Lord, let us be dissatisfied with everything. With everything. If we're ever going to pay the price, the day is far spent. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Jesus, now's the time. The time is now, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord. Whatever it is, if there is, or whatever there is that's competing with you, Lord, take it out of the way. Let nothing compete with you. We surrender, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. At least one more time, Harry, before.
We sing praises to your name.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh,
we sing praises.
Praises to your name.
Whatever the fiery trial, we're winning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I've had a good time. I think he's going to give you the rest of the night off. If I give you 30 minutes now, I'll take it back on Sunday. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel like I've been in church. Praise God. We love you all. We'll see you Sunday. If you have an offering, you can, there's a box in the back. Give it to Homer, he said. He's worth it, I'll tell you. Love you all. Have a blessed night. Amen.